Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. By any chance, while you were sleeping yesterday, were your ears ringing?
My ears were ringing. My toes were ringing. I didn't feel that great yesterday. I slept all day yesterday afternoon, got up, did my afternoon work, went back to bed, and then about 10 o'clock at night, there was a whole bunch of lights, some flashing lights, and trucks out in front of my house.
Again?
Yes, I didn't even bother. I just rolled over and went back to bed. I figured if it was anything bad, they would come in and get me.
Because the night before, ladies and gentlemen, in case you weren't with us yesterday at this time, Marshall was saying how he couldn't sleep. There were problems. They were going up the mountain with the tower and their flashing lights and the whole bit.
It was a little fire that happened last night. But I think somebody's car just broke down a little. But anyways, I figured all the flashing lights, if it was anything bad, they would have knocked on my door and told me to get out. So that didn't happen.
The reason I asked if his ears are ringing is because yesterday I had to do the prep for the test or the procedure that I'm taking this morning.
Okay.
And that started at 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
At about 7:30, I was so wiped out that I fell asleep, and I woke up at 9.
Uh-oh.
Because Judy called again. I have yet to go back to sleep.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So I had, what did I have? An hour and a half sleep, and I have to be, I have to go for this surgical, procedure. I have to be there at 8:30 this morning, so I'm pretty tired, but as far as our weather, there's a lot to talk about. Now, if there are any early showers where you are, because there's none by you, right, Marshall? Just be cloudy.
It's cloudy.
Right. That ends, and we have a mix of sunny clouds today, upper 80s. Clear tonight, mid-60s, and Saturday, not bad. Sunny clouds, 85 to 90. Sunday's cloudy and humid, showers and thunderstorms. Not necessarily just in the afternoon. They'd also be in the morning, 80 to 85. Monday, cloudy, muggy, showers and storms again, mid-80s. Tuesday, probably even more so. Now, we have Hurricane Isaias. That's how you pronounce it. Really ridiculous. But anyhow, moving north of Cuba and toward the Bahamas. Hurricane warnings are out for that area. 80-mile-per-hour winds. And almost all of the modeling suggests that the storm will move parallel to the Florida coast, perhaps hit the North Carolina, the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and that could be a hard hit. And then from there, beeline to Cape Cod. So that is, pretty typical thing around the Bermuda High. A nudge to the west would bring us much more rain. A nudge to the east would bring us less rain. And that will all be from that storm Tuesday to Wednesday of next week. So you like those apples.
So it looks like we might catch up on some of our rain.
Yeah, it could. Some places, especially along the coast, could catch up on a lot of rain because, we could be looking easily at 3 to 5 inches.
Oh.
Yep. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Someone said to me this morning, how do we go from not even a named storm to a hurricane in 24 hours? I said, you're right. I said, yesterday at this time, it was not named. They were calling it a potential tropical storm. They couldn't find a center. At 11 o'clock yesterday morning, the center formed. So they named it. And at 5 o'clock, since the center was now basically half in the Caribbean and half on land in Hispaniola, it was able to develop into a hurricane. And that's one of the reasons why it is pretty strong right now, 80 mile per hour wind. So the planes will be going in and out investigating it. And of course, the staff will keep you posted over the weekend. And when you and I get to get there again next Monday, we'll have to face the music and dance.
That's right. We have to come up with the answer.
Yeah.
Come up with the answer. The answer is rain or no rain.
Right.
Wind or no wind.
Wind or no wind.
That's right.
Anyhow, I'll be happy when this week is over. That's all I can tell you.
Well, just think, by this time tomorrow morning, you'll have new teeth.
That's not what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm going for a colonoscopy.
Oh my God! Oh,
that's why I told you yesterday it started at 12.
Oh
the prep started at 12, and then I fell asleep. Yeah. I was so wiped out at 7:30 last night. I fell asleep for an hour and a half, and then I'll call it it, woke me up again at 9, and I have been up since.
Oh gosh!
I just feel so washed out, Marshall.
Oh gosh.
Well, the teeth are in. The teeth are in. They're new, brand new. That was all a done deal on Tuesday.
So you can grind your teeth then.
Oh, well, I mean, thank God. You know, I had no problem. When I spoke to you on Wednesday, I told you, no pain, no soreness, nothing.
You've had a busy week.
That's what I mean. Go for the COVID test because of this surgical procedure.
From top to bottom.
Now the colonoscopy. That, boy, I'll tell you. And I can't tell you how my stomach is growling because I haven't had a thing since yesterday. I mean, you know, all you're allowed to eat is like Italian ices, a little Jell-O, and broth.
So your body's had quite a workout this week.
I'm telling you, I've been through the mill.
Well, you won't have to get another colonoscopy for a while.
I'm hoping. I think at this point it's like every 10 years instead of five.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that, right, Marshall?
Yep.
Let's hope so.
So that's right. Well, I want you to have a better day today, Pat. You know.
Well, I'm sure that I will because she's told me that I should be out and ready to leave between 10 and 10:30.
Oh, all right. That's good. So you can get home.
You get home, relax. I'm going right to the diner and having breakfast.
What are you going to have?
French toast.
French toast with a sausage patty?
Maybe, yes. Why not?
Why not? Just splurge.
That's it. You got it.
All right, Pat, have a great weekend. I'll speak to you Monday.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye,
Joe. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.